Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, setting forth on the 29th year of the Visionary Activist Show. It's amazing. And for those 28 going on 29 years, Michaela Gaston has sung the intro to Oya, and now she's here with us live. We welcome long time ally, mistress of mystery, Michaela. This is our shared backstage. We brew everything together as we are brewing our Equinox Zoom, which will be Sunday, 9/22, September 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific time. You can find out more about that at coyotenetworknews.com. But we're backstage to that, right? So it's Equinox, equal night and day, equal Mars and Venus, equal humans and flora, fauna, fungi. We step into the still center, you know, of the swirling storm, gather our wits, and we go, democratic animism now, astro-mytho-political participatory narrative, with Ami calling in the living intelligences, the guardians of life with whom we partner for necessary miracles. Whoa. And then I just, from our previous cooting, longtime ally, Michaela Gaston, sacred ethnomusicologist, songkeeper of chants from indigenous traditions around the world. Welcome. Welcome, Ami.
Yay! Thank you so much!
Oh, well, and then I pulled up your chart. Well, let me do a backwards and forwards. So, was going to have Sean Patrick O'Donohue on today with, wait a minute, what am I doing here? With his splendid book. I'll be reading a little bit of it in a moment. His splendid book, which is The Silver Branch and the Other World, for a pledge of $125. It's super, super wonderful. So Sean was going to be with us, but he had an extreme pain attack and went to the emergency room, and we waved to him. And so every time you pledge, 1-800-439-5732, especially for his fabulous book, or kpfa.org, it's supportive to him. Because he said, oh, okay, the pain, you know, the emergency room, they suspect a hiatal hernia, he texted. And I go, ah, yes, so nature, through humans, is knitting and weaving you back together. And then he said, I did ask to be woven into my right embodiment during the ritual on the full moon the other night. And I go, well, there you go. All right, there you go. It's all, everything real is also symbolic. There we go. So, and then Ami going, okay, perfect, we step in. So we are at the crossroads, right? We're approaching the equinox. And I do love a splendid book. And also just a shout out to the show previous, the guest host of Book Waves, did a great job honoring Alan Watts and the master collection, for a pledge of $120. It's 28 hours, right? And he did a great job the previous show of honoring that. And everything that he said, I say that too. It was years ago that somebody said, I hope you don't mind, Caroline, but you remind me of a combination of Alan Watts and Eddie Izzard. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect. No, I don't mind. We aspire to such things. So there's Alan Watts. There's Sean Patrick O'Donohue. There's a plethora of gifts that will be mentioning, you know, that are super pertinent to now for us all to be full Earth citizens, right? That's the deal. And then just a little bit about the crossroads. I always refer to Flash of the Spirit by fabulous Robert Farris Thompson, and he says, the crossroads. This means that one must cultivate the art of recognizing significant communications, knowing what is truth and what is false, or else the lessons of the crossroads, the point where doors open or close, where persons have to make dedications and decisions that may forever after affect their lives, will be lost or gained according to what we do now. I go, ooh. I love that.
Yes. And, you know, Leg Buzz, the keeper of the crossroads.
Yes, I'll toss it back to you in Legba, but I also like somebody's suggestion that we put, you know, the Ten Commandments up on all golf courses, and we go, yes, just check off the ones that you haven't offended, Trump. But this week's special for Trump advances, Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness. check that out, you guys, since that's your code, right? So so Legba and we'll bring in coolness and many, many things. But yeah, however you want to there we go. Okay, there's that. So however, you know, to and fro, we are improving as we do, but whenever you want to bring in, do you want to bring in Legba?
Yes, I would love to bring in Legba. And if anyone who wants to grab 3 pennies and throw it in the crossroads so you can call in a Legba and have those crossroads open wide open for you, also think about this.
Three pennies. Three pennies in a glass. I have that. Okay.
Three pennies in at the crossroads or wherever you want to drop 3 pennies. In a glass is great too. That will just magnify the intention. But think of this song and hear this song. Yes. Para su ayo, mama Kenya. Echuotara Kenya irao. Para su ayo, mama Kenya. Echuotara Kenya irao. Elegbara Elegbara Moyuba go moyuba eogun barasuayo mama Kenya echodara Kenya irawo barasuayo mama Kenya echodara Kenya irawo.
Woo! Woof! Oh, I feel more coherent, right? Because I love how you've taught this, and many have taught that's calling in our scattered wits into coherence, right? Into the still point where we gather now, and the council of which we're all a part, you know, and the power, you know, all of our participatory skills. There's so many stories going on now, and 20, 30, 40 at any minute. And they can be conflicting, and they can all be true. Which one are we going to dedicate to? And participate in the good in all of them. And I did just want to bring up. I got a reflective note from a longtime listener going, but pretty mannered comparatively. And then just saying, you don't seem to mention Gaza much. I'm like, Oh. So I brewed my reaction into deeper reflection, going, yes, well, and then let me just proclaim, Gaza is on the forefront of all of our altars, this cauldron of grief, and we are wondering, you know, what we can do. We have some thoughts to present, you know, but we are entering, you know, from Virgo to Libra, negotiate our way out of war. So I've played this before, but it's also for the listener who's like, you know what? And I go, at first I was trying to justify and then going, fair point. It is the moral issue before us all that is so crucial. And what can we do? And I guide people to the following clip that I've played before. It's from Democracy Now! That started the same year as the Visionary Activist Show. And it's a short interview with Gershon Baskin to negotiate our way out of war. So is that good with you, Ami, that we play that now?
Oh, yes, please. I love this quote.
Okay, so let's play Gershon Baskin. And we're gathering here. We are artists of atmosphere. We do everything rational to do, and we also see this. You know, so see what he's presenting as, yes, so here's Gershon Baskin.
I think it's important to point out that, Amy, it isn't tens of thousands of Israelis who've gone out to the street, it's hundreds of thousands. To make that equivalent in the United States, it would be like 25 million Americans taking to the streets. That's the dimension of the protests that we've seen in the last days. Since the bodies of those 6 hostages were recovered. We could get many more Israelis on the street if they believed that the Hamas was really willing to release all the hostages, which is why I've pleaded with the Hamas to say yes, not only to me, but to tell the Egyptians and the Qataris that they agree to the deal that I proposed to them, which is a 3-week end of war, full-term ceasefire, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, release of all the Israeli hostages, and a release of an agreed number and list of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. This is a deal that can be made. It is a million times better than the deal that the United States, Qatar, and Egypt have been trying to negotiate unsuccessfully for the last 3 months, which would just keep the war going and only release 32 hostages in 42 days. That's a bad deal. We need to have a good deal put on the table. I've communicated this to the White House, to the Qataris, to the Egyptians, and of course, to the Israeli government. Now the officials need to push this through.
Why is Netanyahu refusing?
Well, it's very clear that Netanyahu doesn't want to end the war, as one of his top negotiators told me on Saturday. The problem with any agreement that we can put forward is that the bottom line is that Hamas won't make an agreement that doesn't end the war, and Netanyahu won't agree to any agreement that ends the war. He wants to keep this going. He certainly won't consider ending the war until they find and kill Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza. But I think that the message of this past weekend was that there's no reason to believe that any hostage will survive if Israel in fact does find and kill Yahya Sinwar. There's no reason to believe that they won't simply execute all the remaining hostages. It's announced by the Hamas leader in Beirut, Osama Hamdan. And when Osama Hamdan says something in a press conference or on his Telegram page, it's official, and everyone in Hamas stands behind it. That's what we're waiting for now. That's what I'm waiting for now, to Hamas to say that we agree to a three-week deal that will end the war, will release the hostages and release Palestinian prisoners, of course, increase humanitarian aid into Gaza in a really substantial way. That has to be part of the agreement as well. But we really need Hamas to signal to the Israeli public that this kind of deal is on the table so that we can mass the public in the numbers way above a million people on the streets to force Netanyahu to accept it. And we can mobilize the people if we have the tools to do that.
Biden, what is the single most important thing he can do as president of the United States?
To put a deal on the table, which is a good deal, the kind of deal I talked about, and to let the Israeli public know that it's there. The United States is backing it, Qatar is backing it, Egypt and Hamas will support it. That's the most important thing that Biden can do right now.
There we have it. So, again, let's see this. You know, he says we can mobilize the public if we have the tools at hand. KPFA is one of those tools, right? We all be storytellers. Did you know? You know, and I think since he had that interview, that Hamas has agreed, I must double, triple check, to that particular deal. And we know that Trump spoke to Bibi and goes, no peace deal, no peace deal, no peace deal ever, but especially before the election. You know, Bibi wants Trump to win. We put this on the table, that, you know, and why did he flee to Trump's embrace right after his conversation with Kamala Harris, going, we go, I often play Representative Ruwa. I won't do it now because I often play her, but going, yes, yes, it was a glaring omission from the DNC to not have the voice of Palestine, Gaza invoked by Raphael Warnock in a rousing, calling it in, powerful thing. But Rep. Ruwa says, you know, Harris's policies are not the same as Biden's, which are the same as Trump's. And if you had an opportunity to vote for neither Biden nor Trump, why would you not take that? And she said, I've met with Harris, and I'm waiting to shout my endorsement from the windows, but I need something. And we go, right, let's see that. But she says, people need to know, you know, how many Palestinians Harris has helped backstage. You know, and I will ask, we will clarify, I will ask her, you know, more, but she goes, this is true. So many stories, many stories. There's the story of the horror, there's the story of the election, there's the story of the goodness in the election. And then Ami, I pulled up your chart, of course, and I go, oh my God, you're so, you were the full moon on August 19th, let me explain. So I love this big mama yes, kind of running the show, like in a way. So I said, and I'll just repeat it again just to put it on all of our work tables. So July 21st, 2024 was a full moon, 29 degrees of Cancer Capricorn, big mama swooshing in to inform the structures of governance, you know, and as we get to the equinox to negotiate our ways to peace. And Octavia Butler, in 1993, wrote a novel, The Parable of the Sower, with a sequel that begins on July 21st, 2024. And she really gets it right. The earth's on fire. Women's rights are under threat. I mean, she gets the climate change is out of control. Yes. There's wars. The Palestinians are suffering. She's got it all. But yes. The way it goes is there's an autocrat, a dangerous autocrat, running for president. She writes in 1993 about July 21st, 2024, and he's running against a man who's flawed but good, but who is a pale ghost, and the autocrat wins. So I was like, oh, wait, Octavia, come please help us rewrite the story from dystopian to something better, right? And I remember feeling that full moon going, oh, let me wait before I write to my Patreon team going, this feels big, right? So right on that full moon is when Biden finished negotiating the prisoner exchange with Russia and handed the baton to Kamala Harris, born on a full moon. The next full moon was August 19th, which was the Democratic Convention, and also many things wherever you were. And that was where everything was at. The full moon was the sun at 27 Leo, the moon at 27 Aquarius, Uranus, trickster genius, we must wed the earth, was at 27 Taurus. Everything. And I pull up your chart, Ami, and I go, your rising sign is 27 Leo, and your setting sign is 27 Aquarius. You were that full moon.
You are
that full moon. You are so tapped in.
Wow. That explains a lot.
Right. Well, you know, and it was meant underneath everything, underneath whatever people's appropriate grumpiness or whatever, underneath that there was dedicated ritual, which is, you know, and you know, you are a mistress of mystery and dedicated ritual. It was exactly your horizon line, you know, and it's like, whoa. And then the full moon after that was just now, Tuesday night, the lunar eclipse. Whoa. Right. And we've got more. But so it's a big mama moon thing, part of this, you know, and it is women, and we'll be hosting Clara Bingham in her book, The Movement, about the powerful 60s, 70s, 80s movement of feminism in America and how it's changed it and how it's flowering now. So that's a story too, right? I mean, it's big mama
absolutely.
Coming in. And then I just have to say, your moon is in Aries, which is where it is right now. The moon is in Aries, and it's right on top of your moon, Amichaela Gaston. You are the Democratic Convention and the full moon in which Big Mama's riding on in here. So
I am the walking DNC. Yes, I do love that. And it's so powerful to me how, like, the sky, the celestial megaphone that's happening right now, the whole rebirthing and birthing and full moon and everything really feels so glaringly obvious and yet really, like, the message is being unraveled and discovered right now. And so I'm so excited for this moment to be with you, for you to explain it all to us. Yes.
Well, we're all working it together. But I do love, you're about to have a Venus return, and Ami's Venus is one of my favorite degrees. It's 28 plus Libra, which is men toiling in a dark pit, a woman calmly lowers a rope. I love that image. It's like, oh, industrial civilization in a pit, you know, here's a rope. You can climb out anytime you want. Wait, I got stuff to do. I'll just tie it to a tree. So that's a good image too, right? And we go, right.
Image.
And to hold multiple stories, you know, I mean, Representative Ruwa and many people take on, you know, when people go, well, you shouldn't vote. If you're voting, you're voting for genocide. And she goes, that is nuts. Anyway, and she goes on to say a lot of people who are advocates for Palestine and Palestinians, and she said, and I'm so grateful to you, but by your own admission, you know, politics is new to you, the actual how it works. And she said, so people say, well, Kamala Harris should have resigned from VP to withdraw her complicity from this horrible carnage. And Ruwa says, do you know how that works? Then the Republican Congress picks the VP, right? And she said, you know, she can't do anything now. But back to Gershon Baskin, you know, what's the most powerful thing that Biden could do with his newfound freedom? I mean, he's, you know, there we go. He can see this. He can agree to this deal. Let's see it, you know, and move for it and magnetize it. Yes. And anything else that comes to our minds, you know, and the cauldron of grief. Let me run this by you, Ami, because the omission from the DNC, and Ruo was willing to speak and was told yes, yes, maybe, no, no, maybe, maybe, no, no, we can't do it. We go, But Biden and Harris presided over an amazing grief ritual right before the inauguration in 2021, and it was powerful. And it was for all those who died of COVID, and it was silent. It was by the reflecting pool. But it was like one of those things where you go, ooh, goosebumps, it's real. Part of the egregious poignancy is that Biden has been so good at grief, with the exclusion of Palestinian people from his embrace due to, you know, AIPAC and long being part of the Israeli cult and those things. You know, but I thought at the convention, but no, okay, but still not too late. And, you know, a grief ceremony for all of the cruelty in the world, you know, focusing on Gaza and the West Bank, you know, and, you know, and the Sudan, and the Ukraine, and, you know, I mean, everywhere going, oh, a grief ritual to compost cruelty, you know, out of the human repertoire. And you're, if you have any, you know, this cauldron of grief that wants to be honored, and grief really is love, it's like, oh, yes. So might you have any offering of grief?
I do. Yes, I think it's really poignant to think about with grief and with all the things that cause us pain and anxiousness is how we step into lightness and forgiveness, forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, and how we have to remember through our grief and the wailing and the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, like how we call in all of our oneness and our togetherness. And, you know, you shared with me this quote that Senator Raphael Warnock said in the DNC, where he talks about how the pandemic and the grief of the pandemic made us have a personal stake in our neighbor. When they get sick, I get sick. And how we close in the ranks when we realize that our humanity is as close and as woven together as a cough. So we need all of us to work together, stand together, heal together. So we need my children to be okay, your children to be okay, our neighbors' children to be okay, everyone to be okay. And so how can I not grieve for the loss of your children? How can you not grieve for the loss of my family members? That silent COVID moment where you hear even some of my family members that say that it was a hoax, it was all planned, it was all fake. The level of anger coupled with that grief is something to really figure out how to compost, because it is a way to keep us divided so we don't come together as one. And so I think the call to the cauldron of grief is remembering that we must compost our divisions and come together as one and grieve together and rejoice together and celebrate together. And that's more than just kind of a woo-woo, like, yay, let's all be one. It really is asking, all we're saying is give peace a chance. All we're saying is come together as one, because we who believe in freedom cannot rest. So we cannot rest until this happens. We come together and grieve as one.
Yes, yes, and we do have allies to thank already. Oh, some of them got hoovered into the previous show, but I can see that they're pledging for us. You know, there we go. We're not working for credit. But how about, you know, for everyone who pledges, and we have a few people here, you could just do a little trill of blessing, like, what am I going to? You can be blessed by
yes.
Amakayla and the Orishas.
Yes.
So. So starting at our time. Huh?
Ise mi saramoe. Yamileo. Although may the blessings of Oshun, of light and love and health and wealth, shower over you, and may you give, and may you receive ninefold of what you give. So give from your heart, give from your mind, give from your voice. Ashe.
And Mercury is quintiling Mars, so Ami really is calling it in. It's the capacity to open portals between worlds, and it's why all the backstage gods, we go, we are flummoxed, and if we don't know what to do, invite in what does, right? And it's like, come on in, all that's protecting life. And so I want to thank Anonymous in Albany, who pledged at 2:06 p.m. We'll leave the 2:05 and 2:04 to the previous show, what the hell. But Anonymous in Albany pledges for the Silver Branch and the other world forest magic with plant and fungi allies. Thank you, Anonymous in Albany. Anonymous is good. And then Delia in Albany. Albany's hopping. The Silver Branch and the other world. By Sean Patrick O'Donohue and the KPFA wall calendar, and the land is in our bones. You pledge for a lot of things. That's great. And Survival's a Promise, The Eternal Life of Audre Lorde by Alexis Pauline Gumbo. There's many, many thank you gifts. And she says, all honor to KPFE, from Mama O'Shea to Caroline Casey, from Alan Watts to Background Briefing, from Music of the... Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we'll keep rolling and doing the magic, and everybody, reciprocal blessing. You know, you pledge, you know, the magic of resources and money by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online kpfa.org. Many, 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 many gifts. Native Nation, a Millennium in North America for a pledge of $190. You know, the calendar that our Laura Priebus is at, you know, will you add a little spice, astrological retrogrades or whatever? And it's like, sure. Sure. Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson. Such a good guide. It's useful to know history. As a WAG said recently, the commonly said thing, those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. Those who suppress the teaching of history intend to repeat it. We call, yeah, take that in. Right. Yes. So we have many, many worlds in which to cooperate, you know, and as you pledge, 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org, you know, make it a pledge, you know, a double pledge, a double vote, you know, in your heart to this show for 28 years, setting forth on its 29th year, and Ami's been the intro for 28 years, my God, you know, calling in Oya, who hurls her horsetail whip and summons the winds of change. We go, cooperate with everything, you know, and as the Thai say, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism. Right. A loss of animism is a sign of a colonized mind. So for 28 years, we've been here to go, right, the trickster magic of cooperating with everything. Animism, not a belief, just good manners, right? You know, is then makes all the other dedications more effective, right? So that's part of what we're cahooting on.
Yes, Ashe.
Ashe. That's great. So thank you, team. We keep priming the pump. Let's keep going here, and all education. Right, I have this short. Elizabeth Booker, she's so spicy. This is an excerpt that doesn't have any swear words in it. Right, a rare thing, but it's short. It's like a minute, you know, and it's really, really useful. Again, in our conversing, you know. You'll hear her speak about ranked choice voting, which we just learned is KPFA honors that. When you vote, you know, for station members, you know, you do ranked choice voting. So here's Elizabeth Booker just guiding and informing us.
If they really wanted to end the two-party system, they'd be talking about Jamie Raskin and his RCV Act. look, they're not going to talk about it, okay, because that requires research and engagement and work, and they just want to scream on the internet, let it all burn down. I'm contrarian, not critical, but I'm going to talk about it. I like Jamie. This is the selfie I got to take with him at the DNC, and let me tell you about him. Now, aside from being the person who made this epic face when Marjorie Taylor Greene got dog-walked by Jasmine Crockett, he is a Jewish congress member representing Maryland, and he was one of the first congressmen to call for a ceasefire last November. He also is the person who defended Rashida Tlaib against her censure in Congress for speaking out for Palestine, because he stood 10 toes down on the fact that she had protected free speech rights to speak out for her people, okay? He got a lot of backlash for that. Something else Jamie did was in 2019, he introduced the Ranked Choice Voting Act for voting for Congress in all states, and he's bringing it back this September to try to get it passed. What is ranked choice voting? So when you're trying to fill one seat, right, instead of just picking the candidate you want to win, you would rank all of the candidates on the ballot based on preference, so first choice, second choice, third choice, etc. And if the candidates don't get the majority of the votes, if none of them do, what they do is they eliminate the person with the least amount of support, and all the people who pick that person as their first choice, their second choice now counts. And you keep doing that until somebody gets the majority of the votes. It makes it more likely that an underdog could win, that somebody who's actually representative of the people could get in that position. Now, you would still need to fix the whole electoral college issue that's in the Constitution to really get rid of the two-party system, but man, ranked choice voting, that would make a huge difference in our political system.
Yes. Yes, everybody. That's the way to do it. And you know, it's like then you can vote for a third party person and have some better candidates as well. It's the sine qua non. Don't you love that? And we do love Jamie Raskin, right?
It's fantastic. Talks really fast too. It's fabulous.
Yeah, and when people go, oh, all politicians have sold their souls, it's like you're just tuning in, you know, at the last minute of everything. Yes, that's an unearned, easy, but look at Rashida Tlaib, look at Jamie Raskin, look at Jasmine Crockett. There's many truly good people with whom to cahoot, and I will say, you know, without trying not to cringe in the face of progressive withering gazes, that I love the two dragon ticket, the 1964 dragon ticket of Harris and Walz. I love him as a befoibled. We've addressed that. We've done shows on that. But a really good human, a large, blustery, kind guy who learned how to listen. And what an interesting person. Anyway, so it's 1964. It's the Uranus-Pluto conjunction. It's a sleeper cell. If you were born then or before then and lived through it, or you're alive now and you're influenced anyway by the 60s, it's a positive sleeper cell stirring. It's another story that goes, wait a minute, didn't we come to do something? We did. It's like, now would be really good. Now would be really good. And when Gershon Baskin talks about the outpouring of 700,000 plus people in Israel, that's what Pluto retrograding back into Capricorn looks like, which it did. Everybody out in the streets in France going, how dare you appoint this middle of the road, you know, conservative dingbat. You know, it's the time of restructuring. You know, it's Pluto's been in Capricorn 2008 till now, and there's some powerful magic to do before us all as it stations to go direct on October 11th, but we'll honor that. That's huge opportune to cooperate, lest we leave it by default to the Dementors, you know. And then Pluto enters Aquarius for 24 years on November 19th, which is the day of the Gettysburg Address. So I like Pluto going, all right, before I leave Capricorn, let me grab a copy of the Gettysburg Address. the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And we can rewrite it. The government of the earth, by the earth, for the earth, shall prevail.
Yes.
And then just one more thing. September 19th, here we are. September 19th, 1796. A pamphlet was published of George Washington's speech on declining the presidency, which he gave 10 weeks before. But it was written 4 years before when he was, he wanted to not run for a second term, but Jefferson and others convinced him to. But so he dusted it off and he goes, no, here's why I will not run again. And he put it out today as a pamphlet. And I love that the word pamphlet comes from pamphilosis. It's Greek for loved by all.
Oh, my
lovely?
Gosh. Wow. And I've never heard about this before.
No. Oh, right, right. No, this is this is his important speech on declining the presidency, where he gives it away, and it's today.
Mm. That is deep. How do we
about
read that?
Honoring
where can we
see
that?
Where do we see that?
Can we like Google that? Like, what is it called exactly?
Yes, yes. Google, or search or whatever. People, George Washington's speech on declining the presidency, the pamphlet. The pamphlet comes out today, loved by all, embraced by all. And then just bound to attract grumpitude. But tonight is Kamala's Zoom call with Oprah. I say everything. Welcome everybody. What the hell?
That absolutely.
My strategy. Oh, thank you, Sid in Oakland, Alan Watts Master Collection. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Caroline Casey, for all of your work. Thank you, Sid, for all of your goodness. And we go la 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 la. Blessings to all. Blessings to all who pledge, and don't forget to include the previous three people in the past hour who pledged for us too. Anyway, not that we're working for credit. We're just working for respectability. There we go. So. So, yes, and much to be done, and then here we are now, and what's available. I love that the moon in Aries, right next to your moon, the power of woofy women like yourself, and Kamala Harris's moon in Aries.
Yes.
Kick butt women. Uh-huh. Kamala Harris, Amakayla Gaston, and
yes.
Now we want, you and Kamala. There's many, many ways to honor these stories, right? And I'll say this, the moon at 22 Aries right now, Chiron, the whole history of mentors at 22 Aries, that degree is about a woman hero, carrying a precious veiled burden into the future. It's about protecting as much life as possible. So, and it's opposite Venus, negotiate, we don't war our way out of war. We negotiate, and conjure the unifying vision. So anything you want to express about woofy women, since you are one, the power of woofy women and the power of mentors and wisdom coming through them.
Oh, gosh. I really do feel like, and likewise, you are extremely woofy, my dear coyote wolf friend. I feel like this is such an amazing moment for like the grandmothers and remembering the grandmothers and this ancestral link and calling in to have those who have walked before us. Just like that quote you said earlier, if we don't plan the walk before us, then you intend to have it repeat itself. History will repeat itself. And I think that woofy women call things to the cauldron. We call it to the table. We lay it all out. We spread it all out. And we talk about what's before us and how we come to resolution and solution, as opposed to wanting things to stay in disarray, in being disconnected. All of your wonderful work that you do with etymology, Caroline, around having things disjointed, disconnected, all the disses of the world. We want things to be in alignment. And can you tell everyone about Consider?
Oh, yeah. So astrology, or anything really, is at least twofold. One is descriptive. The word disaster means against the stars. Dis, against, aster, the stars. And the antidote is consider, which means con is with and sitters the stars. So we here now, right now, and for 28 years, and maybe 28 more years, who knows, anyway. But we gather to consider to avert greater disaster. I go, ooh. And let me just do a little shout out to Sean's book, Sean, and pledge for Sean's book to give him some uplift as he is, in the emergency room, having pain alleviated and maybe woven back together. There we go. We love you. And thanks again to Sid for pledging for the Alan Watts Master Collection. Really great. Sean's wonderful book, The Silver Branch and the Other World, Forest Magic with Plant and Fungi Allies, for a pledge of $120. Our bodies are dynamic, complex living systems, and so is the body of our world. Capitalism was born from the separation of people from the land, and it's our first task was to make work independent of the seasons, and it goes on. It's full of wisdom every which way. And then the book, if you pledge for it, I swear to you, the book is alive. I've had the physical book, and we will send you the physical paperback. I've taken it everywhere with me, and I go, I must read more of this. I must read more of this to prepare, you know. And then I opened it up, and it's like, I have read it. I must have been reading it without knowing it, because it's all underlined and sticky notes. And I go, and then yesterday the book disappeared completely. I looked everywhere. I looked twice in all the places I knew it wasn't. And it's like, God, you have a mind of your own, you book. And then it reappeared going, ha ha, I'm here, but Sean's in the emergency room. And we go, all right, fair enough. But the books are alive. So The Silver Branch in the Other World is a splendiferous book, a condensation of Sean's guiding. Much to do with psilocybin, right? Well, here's one thing, too. He says, before we get to psilocybin, he says, honor the trees. Find the oldest trees that share the land with you. And once a week, bring offerings to each and sit and listen to them. Find the youngest trees that share the land with you. And once a week, bring them water and tell them the things you want future generations, human and wild, to remember of the times we're living in. Practice wild hospitality. It's an Irish and everywhere custom. You know, the wheel of the year. And then lots on powerful herbs. I'll hand it back to you while I rummage for the psilocybin episodes. But anyway, it's full of everything you need. And we highly recommend microdosing or microdosing, even just micro-microdosing, just by hearing the word that the psilocybe mushrooms are here to help us now for kinship rather than division, you know, and everything, all the traditions are reporting in, trying to help the humans out, right? So, again, you can have Sean's wonderful book for a pledge of $120. We're also offering Diana Beresford Kroger's fabulous book to speak. Oh, it's $125 for The Silver Branch. Diana Beresford Kroger's book to speak for the trees for a pledge of $120. They're very kind, and I just put them in touch with each other. We're all weaving together who brought what. You know, who brought what to this council at this time where we want to conjure necessary miracles, right, to transcend realism and go for negotiating and envision the desirable. Anything, excuse me, Ami, anything you have up your sleeve, Ami, to encourage people to pledge, we got to do that, or we get to. We get to do that, right? We're replacing got to with get to. We get to pledge for something. We get to send blessing out into the world, confident that it will return manifold to each of us. Each dollar you spend will come back to you, or whatever you want to think, you know. 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org would be really great. So, anything to encourage people to honor money as money and water, and microdosing. Yeah, whatever you want to do, Ami.
Yes, perfect, perfect. I would love to really ask everyone to just kind of think about how the ocean has the gentle waves that come in. They could be strong or they could be gentle. And there's a song to Yemaya, who's the goddess of the ocean, that asks for her to come gently to the shores, bringing all the richness and goodness with light and love and ever knowing abundance and continuous giving and flowing. And so it goes like this. Yemaya asesu, asesu Yemaya. Yemaya asesu, asesu Yemaya. Yemaya olodo, olodo Yemaya parawayo. Yemaya olodo, olodo Yemaya. And I just think about that song every time I want to honor the moon that's full, honor our grandmothers that we see and feel, and just remember that as we give, we receive continuously like water.
And water and And, you know, all of our words for money are all water, currency, cash flow, liquidity, rising tide. You know, it's associated with Neptune, with dreams and vision. So I love that. I love that, you know, some Mahatma was talking to the Maharishi, who was going, raise lots of money. And the Mahatma said, where will the money come from? And the Maharishi said, from wherever it is now. You go, yes, the come money, you know. Marge Piercy's charm for attracting wild money. I will rub my hands with honey and run through the vaults of banks. You know, come money and yes. build a murmuring swarm in KPFA's purse. Apologies. You will not be locked up in dark trust funds. No, soon you will be free to circulate with others of your kind, right? Come money and build a murmuring swarm in KPFA's purse. There you go. Charm for attracting wild money. And Reverend Ike says, don't say you spent the money, say you circulated it, you know, and circulate for the stories to go forth. So in Sean's book, a lot about psilocybin as well, one of our great allies, he says, those who find relief from depression with psilocybin report both a decreased tendency towards authoritarian attitudes and an increased affinity for nature. Thank you, psilocybin mushrooms. Right, so... Yes, there's that. And we're in this, you know, riptide of science proving folklore. And, you know, Johns Hopkins is kind of proving that psilocybe encourages curiosity, confidence, and kindness. And Paul Stamets says, he was first on radio on this show. Paul Stamets says, you know, those are leadership qualities. So for all of us, we're also voting for what is wise leadership. And I love Sir Herbert Reed saying, only those serving an apprenticeship to nature can be trusted with technology. We go, let's put that on the work table. Let's put that on the work table.
Yes, please.
So I'm enthused by Sean's book, The Silver Branch and the Other World, for a pledge of $125. To Speak for the Trees, Diana Beresford Kroger, wonderful, for a pledge of $120. Alan Watts, 28-hour collection. Yes, I've been compared to Alan Watts. I aspire to that for a pledge of $120. Priscilla in Clyde, Texas, I love you. I love you. She's such a great, wonderful, wild woman, with mucho gratitude to Caroline and all of her coca-hooters. Right, so just a little kind of trill maybe from Ami, a blessing to Priscilla. That's it. Woo, and we're resonating from here to Texas to whatever, and may Texas turn blue. Come on, team. It would be good for everybody. Yay. It would really be good for everybody. You know, we're composting, you know, any impediment to democracy in our own hearts, that we really are voting for collective well-being no matter what. You know, it's like we can do this.
Yes,
we're voting for thou shalt not bear false witness. There's all those things. There we go. And then for us right now, let me offer this to you as well, Ami, and to everybody. As we began this show, you know, in the waning days of summer, the power of discernment and vision, micro to macro, small things have a huge effect. So pledging $25, wonderful. Pledging $25,000, wonderful. All welcome. 800-439-5732. But what was rising in the East when we began was 23 plus Sagittarius, which is Nelson Mandela's rising sign, because he had an astrologer. Its image is the bluebird of happiness perched on the gate of a little cottage. And I love, because it's surprising. We go, well, he struggled. He fought. He spent 27 years on Robben Island. What is this bluebird of happiness? But he said he knew he was going to be happy, even through 27 years of prison. And he knew that his weird, that he was Tudri, his role in history for his dedication to the community well-being, would require him negotiating with cruel-hearted people. So when the guards took his book that he'd written and ripped it up and denied him paper and pen for, I think, like 5 years, like, imagine that we have paper and pen and a radio station. It's amazing. You know. But anyway, so he was denied paper and pen for 5 years, and then he secretly rewrote the whole book, tucking it under his thin mattress the whole time. But he knew he had to cooperate with the guards, who were very mean and terrible, because the fate of the nation required that. And that was also my friend Ishmael in Cape Town. He said the nation was holding its breath, waiting for Nelson Mandela to emerge and the miracle of Nelson emerging, not bitter, but rousing, stirred everybody. Yes. And he said, we were going to vote for the first time, and we thought it was a sham, and we thought we were all going to be killed at the polls, but we were going to vote anyway. It's like, come on, team, some of that, right?
Yes,
and some
please.
Of that rousing, like in South Africa. Oh, thank you, Michael, in San Carlos, California, pledges for the Silver Branch in the other world. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. A little trill to Michael. There you go. Thank you, team. Join them, 800-439-5732. 800-439-5732. That would be really great. And again, you know, calling it in, you know, we are here to avail ourselves of all of our skills. We started our Election Magic Council on Tuesday. You can find out more about that at coyotenetworknews.com, and as well as Ami and my, you know, Equinox on Sunday, coyotenetworknews.com. But we're doing it backstage here, you know, that all of our skills, you know, our dedicated skills, our in-the-street skills, our oratory skills, our envisioning skills, our inviting in the ancestor skills, everything, and woofy women. So who wants to be invited in, do you think?
Ooh, wow. Let's see. We definitely want all of the fabulous musicians. We want Bob Marley, and we want Frida Kahlo, and we want all the artists, all the musicians. We want all those folks. We definitely want the vibration of Nelson Mandela coming into this space. Oh, my. The list is really long. We want Harriet Tubman in this space. We want Sojourner Truth in this
yes.
space.
I love her. I love her. We're coming to a close. We've still got a good eight 7.5 minutes. But I'm whatever we want to call in to magnetize tangible dedication as well as spiritual and emotional dedication. There you go.
Let's see.
Okay. All right. Well, or
Bernice
not, or
Reagan
not.
Johnson. We want her
yeah,
in.
Sheila Jackson Lee. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a Bernice song in a?
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. Oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mother sons, is as important as the killing of white men and white mother sons. Oh, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. No, we who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Dedication. Everybody here, you know, again, you know, we invite you to dedicate and dedicate in tangible form. So many gifts, you know, Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson for a pledge of $100. The KPFA wall calendar, I'll be adding in some retrogrades, you know, what the hell, for a pledge of $100. Alan Watts is a big hit here. That's right, we're kin.
Woo!
He's like an uncle. 28-hour collection for $120. There's just a million things, you know, but also The Silver Branch in the Other World by Sean Patrick O'Donohue for a pledge of $125. Many, many things. KPFA.org, you can see many thank you gifts, but you're really pledging for our capacity to meet here weekly, to fluff up all of our participatory skills, to honor them, you know, and to keep weaving connections, you know, who brought what, you know. And, you know, to the person who said, you know, you don't mention Gaza enough. It's like, no, point taken. Yes, it's in my heart all the time when I wake up in the morning and everything, and, you know, follow all the people from, you know, but, and what can we do? And in a sense, also welcome to all of the listeners. Like, what do you want effective? What guests do you want to have on here who's got critique and solution? Critique and solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing for 28 years. Like, here's a horrible problem, and here's somebody doing something great. Absolutely
yes.
Open to guiding and suggestion. We are democratic cahooting. Thank you, Anonymous. Anonymous is so wonderful in Forestville, California. A friend mentioned for interest in this, so I referred her to your show. She loved it, and you take on that. Okay, very good. That's right. It covers my summer donation as well. Thank you, Anonymous. Very wonderful. All right, so we're inching into medium respectable abundance. There we go. And a thanks to the previous show that did such a great job, you know, honoring Alan Watts. You know, again, useful guiding, because we want to be. We know that tyranny runs on conflict and strife and hatred, and tyranny does terrible things, which elicit our reaction, our strife. You know, it's John Michael Greer who says, if you want people to get nothing but conflict, convince them they're on one side of something, and you will only get heat. What two needs is three, which is the unifying story. That's all the peace negotiators. Here's the unifying story. We can do this. You know, we can do this unrealistic, desirable thing. And that's why we're gathering here. You know, Kathleen, thank you so much. Kathleen in Sonoma, California, wonderful, wonderful, also pledging for the silver branch in the other world. I will tell Sean, it will uplift him while they're weaving his fabric of his body back together. You guys and Gaias are fantastic. Lots of good wishes. Anonymous in Walnut Creek, thank you so much. That's really adorable.
Yeah. All right, so we still,
we've got so much time. Great, we've got 2 minutes, I think. And I just have to do a shout out to a board op a long time ago in D.C. when I rushed in and said, can you edit this thing for play? We go live in 5 minutes. He goes, relax, we've got 5 minutes. Think of how long 5 minutes of dead air would be on the radio. I go, it's forever. So we have 2 minutes, and it's, you know, it's a long time and it's a short time. We have forever, but that's why, you know, to keep radio going. Radio is so democratic. It's very different from TV. We're meeting in the invisible realm, so all of our invisible selves are welcome here, you know, and the spirits are listening in too, and Ami's calling them in, as we will be doing also on Equinox on Sunday. You can join us, and for more radios, and for Ami singing Oya every moment of every show of for 28 years. I think we calculated that. I think that's 1,450 shows. Not all winners, but some great ones, right? We will be excavating those things. So thank you. Also, recent anonymous pledge, too. That's really great. So again, 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. 100-year war on Palestine, Rashid Khalidi. The Land in Our Bones, Plant Ancestral Herbalism and Healing Cultures from Syria to Sinai. What a great thing, by Leila Fagal for a pledge of 125. There's just a plethora of thank you gifts, enticements, enticements. But really, you know, what you're pledging for is the likes of wonderful Ami, one of the best co-cahooters ever in the world, just wonderful, calling in Oya. So we've got just 20 seconds. Oh, wonderful Anonymous in Martinez, California, just pledged for Alan Watts. Oh, we're already on our way out. Oh, there we go. They're singing Oya Day. You could join with them.
Yay!
Thank you, team. Thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. Thank you, Anonymous in Martinez, California. And don't forget to include the previous tunes to the show. Anyway, I'm Caroline Casey. We will reconvene next week. Thank you, Ami. See you Sunday.